the socialist inbox. Do you have something to say? Send your news, views and criticism in not more than 150 words to Socialist Post Box, P.O. Box 24697, London E11, 1 Yard, phone 020-89-888-771 or email editors@socialistparty.org.uk. We reserve the right to shorten and edit letters. Don't forget to give your name, address, and phone number. Confidentiality will be respected if requested. Views of letter writers do not necessarily match those of the Socialist Party. Stock answer. A quote from an Australian market strategist earlier this month: I thought it was funny, everyone is just running for the hills, because nobody actually knows what is causing this move. Pete Watson, Nottingham Course Cruelty. I have long been campaigning for the whip to be removed in horse racing, whereby jockeys lash the horses to make them run faster or harder. That was partially successful where they have been limited in the number of times they can hit a horse. Of course, that has been shown to not really work. Jockeys continue to hit, and are then fined or banned. You only have to think of how sensitive a horse's skin is when they feel a fly land on them to realize how much it must hurt. The other major issue is the number of horse deaths on the race courses. A tally has been kept since 2007, and despite talk about increasing safety on the courses, more horses are dying every year. No horse has the choice whether to run or not, even though every race could be their last, and I think it is safe to say that if the jockeys died in the numbers that horses did, then racing would be outlawed. A total of 1,649 deaths have now been recorded out of 3,994 days of racing, with more than 1,500 in the 10 years up to 2017. Living near Cheltenham Racecourse, which has the worst death rate of any around the country, brings it home all the more. As the posters say, you bet, they die. Racing is not natural, these horses have been specifically bred to go faster. Ruffy McNally, Malvern.